I got from the conference is more what where Stephen was. You know, the next move of God is going to be different than what we ever thought possible. And it's not going to be the gold dust and the feathers and the things. It's going to be where the fear of God is going to come in and touch the church. John brought that, so it was quite a serious message. But he said, you know, the fear of God is going to come in. The repentance has to come back into the church. And he talked about the universalism and how everything has been watered down. And, you know, they don't even believe in hell. They don't even talk about heaven and hell. And, you know, that everybody just goes to this happy place. And we can do whatever, but it has come into the churches, and God wants to bring His awe back into the church. He said it's even going to be a time like Ananias and Sapphira, and I'm going, whoa. You know, we have to admit we need the fear of God to come back into the church. Because everything's just been watered and milked down, and you know, even in the churches, people are still living with each other and open to other things where God is saying, I want my church back, and I want it to be holy, because I am holy, says He. You know, and we have to really get ready for what's to come. And he said that we're to go after souls, always have an altar call, because we've got to share the gospel. We've been feeding one another, we've been, you know, in that, but now we've got to say, God, I want to go out there. And I love what Stephen shared today. And, you know, people are so open. People are in places where they are desperate to know the truth. And if we don't tell them the truth, we can miss out on that opportunity. And, you know, I really do, when I go and stand before the Father, and I do feel like weeping, but I want them to say, Trish, you did your best. And you've touched this one and you've touched that one. But I want to see more people being led to the Lord. You know, and I know our foundations. We've got to look at our foundations and what our lives are built on right now. You know, I remember as a child learning that song, the wise man built his house upon the rock. Do you remember that one? The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came down and the house upon the rock stood firm. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And when the rain came down, his house went crash. And that's found in, I think it's Matthew 7. That's Matthew 7. I might just go there and read it. But, you know, I've just been thinking about the foundations. We need to go deeper and deeper and deeper into Him. There isn't such a move of what God is doing, and He wants to get our hearts and our eyes upon Him, to seek the face of Jesus, to know Him. In verse 24, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat it on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. which is Jesus. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. And you know, I always remember the story of the pigs that were building a house. Three little pigs. And one little pig, he built his house with straw. The next one built his house with sticks. And the last one built his house with bricks. And the wolf said, I will blow and I will blow and I will blow your house in. And he did. The house that was made with straw went flat. And then the next little piggy, I'm all right, sticks. And the wolf come, I will blow, I will blow, I will blow your house down. And it did. And then the last one, he built his house upon brick, upon rocks. And when the wolf blow and blow, you can just see him. It stood. You're seeing the story, aren't you? And you're just seeing the wolf go. But there's a good, this is a good illustration. I was, because he talked, you know, John talked about the foundations, and I'm just going, you know, the enemy can come round, and if you are not grounded in the Word of God is so true, and when we declare and decree the Word of God, it goes out there. It's like it's built upon the rock. The Word is the rock of Jesus. But when we are shallow, you know, anything shallow, it's like when you build a building, you've got to have foundations deep. And it's like that the enemy can come in like a flood and just blow your house down if you haven't got the foundations of God. And I believe we're in a time where we need to get the Word in our heart. We need to get the Word decreed and declared. What comes out of our mouths, we can bless or curse. Cursing is like straw. It destroys. Blessing, it builds up in the Holy Ghost. It builds it up in the Holy Ghost. The Word of God is so powerful. You know, and I just know that God is saying, I'm coming and I am going to build my church upon the rock. And He wants us, wow, to be so in love with Jesus. I love what Clive brought today. You know, you heard his heart, you heard his passion, but to pray, to get into prayer, to break through, to read the Word of God, to be with Jesus. I've got the Arnott staying with me. I've got two lots of Arnott staying with me. And all my thoughts was, how am I going to feed them? Where am I going to put them? Where, you know, but the enemy comes in like a flood and take you out. Instead of enjoying the anointing that's coming to the house, they're going to sleep in our bed. We'll be anointed bedroom. The glory of God's coming. We're going to be blessed. Because I rang every motel. It is field days. We've been booked for a year. And I rang another one. It's field days. We've been booked for a year. And I'm going, oh, great. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then God says, enjoy. Enjoy. Imagine John and Carol Arnott coming to our place.
What a birthday present.
Yeah, on my birthday. But God, it's just, oh, I'm going off track, aren't I? But it's really, no, I'm on track. It's really, and the other scripture that came to me is, I love it, it's Proverbs. It's the first, just about the first one that I learnt when I was a kid. Where is it? Isn't it 5? Where's it? All thy ways acknowledge him. 3, thank you. Yes, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. You know, people come and say, I don't know which way I'm going. I don't know where I'm going. But it's like we don't get the answers all the time. It's for you to trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Sometimes I just say, God, I need a dream. Just speak to me. Speak to me. Sometimes I'm just, you know, just too hard to get through. And in the night, he loves it because Trisha's quiet. She's asleep. I can get this girl tonight. And mine's not here, there, and everywhere, working out everything, yak, yak, yakking. I can get her. She's asleep. I can come in a dream. And I love it. I wake up and I go, thank you, Jesus. Love it when God gives you dreams. He gives you warning dreams. I've had a lot of warning dreams lately. So I get up and call you, Baba, Kaskibo, call Baba. Get out in Jesus' name. You're not going to touch me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I've just been an amazing time, hasn't it? And I love this. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Where am I? Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And do you know what it says? It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. So fear the Lord and depart from evil. And I just, you know, I just love the foundation is the cross of Jesus. To love what Jesus has done upon the cross. Holy is he. Holy is he. What he has done for us. And Robin just brought it so beautifully today. I just feel the whole day has just been really focusing on Jesus and the cross and the foundation. And it's like God said, will you get ready for the next move of God? We need to be repenting. We need to be on our knees. I was just, the whole time I was at the conference, I'm saying, God, I want to go to another level. I just come into my thinking, just shift things that aren't supposed to be there. I want to be so in tune with you. And every time I was under their ministry, I said, God, shift anything out. Shift it out. If there's any religion, if there's anything that's holding me back, if there's any bitterness, if there's any unforgiveness that I haven't worked through, show me. I want to go to the next level. I want to know you, Jesus, more than I've ever been before. You know, sometimes, God, you want to give up. You want to give up. And I'm speaking to a lot of people. Don't know how many, you know, times you just say, oh God, it's all too much. But I just feel God's been strengthening you all and something so amazing that you don't even know it. Don't give up. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For your labor is not in vain. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said there's going to be, we're coming into it. Because I said to John, what's the next move of God? What does it look like? What does it look like? And he said, it's nothing like you ever would think it was going to be like. A lot of us are going to be on the carpet. Repenting. And you say, I've repented, but I tell you what, when the fear of God comes on you, your thoughts will be pure. Your thoughts will change. And, you know, he did talk a lot about Sapphira and Ananias. And I'm going, whoa. You know, one lie. And they were dead in front of everybody. You imagine that. The fear of God would have just ripped through the place. They said they gave all and they didn't. You know the story, don't you? And I don't want to get too serious here. But I just know that God said that I want to build my foundation. I want to go deeper. I don't want lukewarm people because, you know, he said, I will spew you out of my mouth. I want you on fire. I want you to know my son. I want you to work with the Holy Spirit. I want you to do great exploits in the kingdom of God. I believe you haven't even touched, and I haven't touched what God has in store for us. How God wants to use us. How God wants to change us. I want to be changed. That's all I said all weekend. I was plastered most of the weekend, but God got through. And it was like, God, I want every attitude to be the mind of Christ. I want to be like you. I want my words to be what you say. You know, words hurt. Yesterday I just spoke with one person and they were quite terse with me. And when you've got the anointing on you and you come into that, you go, whoo, I touched on something that affected me. So straight away, I had to think, now they're going through things, they've got a lot on their mind. Lord, I choose to forgive. I let it go. I used to carry things. You know, I was affected. I was rejected. Oh, poor Trish. You know, someone rejected me even the first day, so I go into the toilet. God, I'm so sorry about this. Just let me grow up. Let me grow up in you. You know, not everybody likes us. Yeah. We think they do, but they don't. It's unbelievable because I'm so loving. You know, but I remember having a girl come up to me and says, I never talked to her, and I said something in my sermon that really upset her, and I couldn't come to church for 2 months. And I'm going, sweetheart, I didn't know that. I'm sorry, why didn't you come to me? But it was actually God speaking into her heart. Whoa. You know, we're in a time, aren't we, that we have to think about. Eternity is a long time. And what we do on earth now is so, so important in God. I just feel we've got to get over a lot of stuff. She said this, or she said this, or she didn't like my shoes, or this was happening. It's like we've got to get over a lot of stuff and get to God. They're getting drunk on the front here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I just really seriously want you to think upon the foundation that you're building your life. You know, I was in an Open Brethren, but they had evangelical calls every time that was preached, every Sunday night. And I was on my face, Lord, I want to be totally saved. I want to be just totally used for you. And I didn't know about the Holy Spirit, but as a girl, I was like, God, I don't want anything in me that would, I got saved when I was 12, when I came to know Jesus. It was so real for me. I was in a non-Christian home, and I just loved the atmosphere of feeling the presence of God. And there was one thing about the brethren, they had sent missions out. They saw people saved. It's changed there now, but they're coming into the things of the Holy Spirit. God's going to get that church. I every week at Coffee Club, I meet this Jack Boynes that used to teach me in Bible school. He taught me right through the Old Testament. And I shared, he said, "What are you doing, Trish?" And I said, "Well, I'm a pastor." And because that was like a woman. So there's a bit of quiet, there's a bit of silence. What? But he knew my first husband. He knew the pain I'd been through. He knew what I'd come out of. And then one day, Clive came along and sat with me. "This is your husband?" "Yes." "Oh, that's good, Trish." But then I think he went on Facebook, had a look. And I think he heard some of my messages. But do you know, he's softening. He's talking. We're talking. It's like, it's amazing. It's like he loves us coming along. He loves hearing from us. He loves, "Hi, Trish. How's that church going?" I said, "You need to come and teach us on the tabernacle." "I would love to come." You know, and it's like, you know, way back when I was in my 20s and this Brethren Bible school, and there he is sitting next door to me, and I go, "That's Jack Boynes." Does anybody know Jack Boynes? No. The word of God that he taught was just made all the Old Testament just so alive. Just such a teacher of the word of God. I had good foundations, but I didn't have the Holy Spirit helping me with the foundations. And then when I found the Holy Spirit, things all made sense. I just feel there's a stirring in the atmosphere where God is saying right now, "I want you to look at your heart. I want to look at, just to look at your life." Could you just go quietly on the keyboard just for a few, and then we'll have a song. But let's just think about eternity. And just visualize you getting before Father God. And is he going to say, "Good and faithful servant"? And also, I just want to open up. If anybody, I just feel like weeping, doesn't know Jesus, and I'm sure, I feel you all do, but if anybody needs to know Jesus, I'd love to lead you to him today. And if anybody wants to really rededicate their lives today, and I mean seriously rededicate their lives, I just want you to come forward and just kneel before the cross and just say, "God, I give my life over to you afresh today. I don't want to be how I've been. I want to change. I want to surrender everything. I want to give everything over to you, Lord, today. I want to give it to you because, Lord, I want to be ready for the next move of God. I want my heart to be ready." So if you feel, and it's like you mightn't even be in a place where you're backslidden, but you just freshly want to say, "God, to stand before the cross and say, I surrender. I give everything to you, Jesus, because you did it upon this cross. You were bruised for me. You were whipped for me. And Lord, I want to be like you, Jesus. So I'm just saying, come. It's good to rededicate. I know you do it daily, but it's just saying, God, I really want to shift today. I really want to change today. I really don't want to be the same. I want to give everything over to you today.